Okay, today's daf was Shabbos daf Kuf Mem Dalid, the Purim daf. The first topic on the daf is to determine what Rabbi Yehuda holds about fruit juices that come out of tutum v'rimonim, berries and pomegranates. They were not put away with any particular plan in mind, not for eating nor for juicing. So the Sava Rabbi Yehuda stam aser. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold like the Braisa in yesterday's daf that such juices would be aser? We have a Mishnah Machshirin that says Hamashkin Yotzim El Ratzon Tamei and Shlo LeRatzon Torah. Liquids that he wants to emerge from the fruits are considered real mashkim and can make food susceptible to tumah, but shalol ratzon, if there was no expressed desire for the liquid to come out of the fruits, even if there was no expressed desire for the juices not to come out, the liquid isn't considered a mashkin, cannot make food susceptible to tumah. Apparently, according to this Mishnah, when there's no specific desire for juices to emerge, we assume the owner does not want them to emerge. If that's the case, there should be no problem with using such liquids on Shabbos, since there's no reason to assume that the person will come to squeeze the juices from the fruit. So the Gemara gives two answers. First, the term shalol ratzon in the Mishnah does not mean stomach, that the person had no preference whether the liquid comes out. It means he specifically doesn't want it to come out. In fact, the term ratzon means stomach. When we say ratzon, that means he doesn't care. Second, shiny sali zesim vanav. Maybe the Mishnah Machshirin is limited to juices of grapes and olives that seep through the baskets, where even if the person doesn't express that he's unhappy, it's obvious that he's unhappy with the liquid seeping out, because it's all just going to be lost. Parenthetically, we mentioned an important machlokas in the Mishnah Machshirin about whether an animal's milk that came out accidentally can be makshir foods to become tameh. Tanakama holds it's metameh only if he was pleased that the milk came out. Rabbi Kiva holds it just like the milk that comes from a woman is able to be makshir lekabel tuma, whether or not you were pleased that it emerged. Same is true of milk that comes from an animal. Rabbanan demodule l'Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peros minolan. How do we know that the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to fruits other than olives and grapes, that juices that ooze from them are mutter? And more answers that we have a brisa that even allows juicing fruits that aren't normally juiced. So you can certainly drink juices that oozed out on their own where you didn't actually juice them yourself. Avaloberimonim, the Braisa forbids juicing pomegranates since they are considered a fruit that's normally juiced. In fact, Shelbeis Menashia Bar Menachem hayusochtim berimonim. The household of Menashia Bar Menachem would always make pomegranate juice. The Gemara offers two suggestions of what the point is in bringing the behavior of Menashia Bar Menachem. Rav Nachman explains that since a single household juices their pomegranates, that's enough to consider them fruits normally used for juicing. Just like Rav Lazar holds that thistles growing in a vineyard are important enough to make the vineyard kilei akerem, a forbidden mixture of grapevines and other produce, since ba'aravya mekaimin kotzei sados l'gmalehem. In Arabia, they keep thistles to feed their camels. Apparently, even if a single place considers something significant, we consider it significant for every halacha. The Gemara rejects that proof from Aravya, since they're over there, it's an entire city that behaves this way, not just a single individual like Menashe bar Menachem, whose behavior is batal etzel das kol adam, considered insignificant in light of the overwhelming majority of people who behave differently. The Gemara's second explanation is that normally fruits not used for juicing can be squeezed on Shabbos for the purpose of sweetening the fruit, but pomegranates cannot even be squeezed for that purpose since we're concerned that a person will come to squeeze it for its juice. The concern that somebody might come to squeeze it for its juice is legitimized by the fact that Menashe bar Menachem used to squeeze pomegranates that the house of Menashe bar Menachem used to squeeze pomegranates for their juice. Teradin shasachtan v'nasan b'mikva poslin as hamikva b'shinoi mara. The Braisa says that beet juice that fell into a mikvah and changed the color of the water invalidates the entire mikvah. So the Gemara originally assumed that beet juice invalidates mikvah because it's considered a mashke, a significant beverage in its own right. Abaye also holds that only something that's considered a mashke can invalidate a mikvah, and that's why the initial liquid that drips from an olive would ruin a mikvah, because it also is considered a real mashke. Rav Papa, however, disagrees and holds that even something that's not considered a mashke can pass a mikvah. Beet juice passes a mikvah simply because ein osim mimenu mikvah lechadchila. You cannot make a mikvah out of beet juice in the first place. Rava agrees with this approach and holds that the initial liquid that drips from an olive would pass a mikvah, not because it's a mashke in its own right, but because ein osim mimenu mikvah lechadchila. You can't make a mikvah out of it in the first place, and that's always the gedder. And that is the basic chazar of Shabbos Tav Kuf Mem Dalet.